This podcast was produced by ORFM Dunedin with support from New Zealand On Air.
Hi, welcome to Diversity Dispatch, your local queer and rainbow podcast. Hello, hello. It is me, Miles, joined by, once again,
Samuel.
Yay. To start this episode, I'm going to apologize.
Oh, for a little glitch.
It wasn't a glitch. It was something I screwed up. So, last episode, 2 weeks ago, we may have said some things that were slightly confusing or sounded like there was more context to them. That is because we tried to record two episodes, but I, being the silly guy that I am, saved them wrong and crashed the entire computer and lost the first episode that we recorded. So they had to upload the second episode. And I found out today when I got in that I actually lost some other files that I was not told the contents of and screwed some things up. So that is entirely my fault. And I would like to apologize to every broadcaster on ORFM that this has affected and all of the staff that had to come in and fix my oopsie. I will not be repeating that mistake today, hopefully, fingers crossed. And that concludes my apology.
Are you sure it was you? Because I have
I have this
thing where technology tends to just like break around me. So maybe it was my presence that invoked said glitch to have come across.
No, it was definitely me.
Okay.
And yeah.
Oh, well, here we are today, and we'll try and keep things in context.
Yay! So we don't have a backup episode anymore. We're going to have to
try and, for another one.
Yeah. But yeah, so do you want to talk about what we're discussing today?
Yeah, what was it that we were going to discuss?
Oh,
yeah, that's right. Oh, we've just come off the back of like a full-on weekend of drag.
Yes. So we had
Fresh Meat.
We had Fresh Meat on the Friday.
Which is now going to be something a little bit fruity or fruit salad? Fruit salad.
Oh, they did change the name. Awesome.
Yeah. Because
I know they're talking about it. So Fresh Meat, now fruit salad.
Yeah.
Which is kind of opposites if you think about it.
Yeah.
Food-wise, anyway.
Mm.
And then I, as Cherry Cola, performed in Stoned and Unfiltered on the Saturday night, which turned into a very long after party. In which I was driving people around for probably a total of about an hour and a half.
Jeepers creepers.
And got to sleep at about 6 a.m.
Oh, that's right. That was a long night.
It was a wild night. So if you're ever looking to party, come out with the drag queens after a show. Yeah. Well, drag performers, I should say. Mm. I need to get out of that habit.
Yeah.
Because it's not true. I'm just so used to lumping everyone into one group, but it's not.
And we don't even just have drag queens and kings. We've got princes
and
clowns.
Clowns, jesters, aliens. Because I think eccentricity is just like a drag alien.
Oh, yeah.
I think. I'd have to double check that.
We've got a raft range.
A raft?
Yeah, that's the thing, a raft of...
I've never heard that.
Yeah, it's like a plural or a collective word.
Huh.
A raft of changes. We say that quite often in reports at work.
Okay. I've never heard that.
The more you know.
Anyway, a whole raft of different varieties of performer.
Mm.
So we thought we could talk about that because the drag scene has really exploded this year.
Yeah.
Well,
that was the whole point of Fresh Meat. It was to get more drag performers on the scene.
Was that someone's stomach or was that my throat?
Could be my stomach. I'm not too sure.
I'm sure I heard it through the headphones, so the audio listeners are going to hear it as well. sorry, continue before I interrupt
you. Fresh Meat was to bring more drag performers onto the scene. And now
everyone's here.
And now everyone's here, and we're all in a big Dunedin submarine. I was going to say yellow submarine, but I don't know why. Thinking that.
But a rainbow submarine.
Yes, yes.
Yeah. A lot of performers. So I think we went from probably around like 10 to 15 performers to like 30.
Wow. I thought we were just like 5 to 10 and now we're like consistent though.
Oh.
Last year.
I don't know. I was just going off how many people are in the drag group chat.
Yeah, true. But I've got to remember some of them are out of town and some of them are just...
Only like two.
Yeah, but some of them are also frequent visitors and have got... Anyway, doesn't matter. There's a lot more than what there was, and we're all here, and that's why it's
changing. There's so many.
And that's why they're changing it from fresh meat, because they started to have repeat performers. So it was like their second, so it was like...
Spoiled meat.
Yeah. Yeah. And no, I'm not going to make that joke.
No, make the joke.
We shouldn't talk about Kira's twat like that.
Girl, that is beyond spoiled. That is like decayed, like dry decay. Like, it's just bones now. There's no meat left on it. It's dusty.
It's raw. So, yeah, now we're going to fruit salad because it's going to be second performers and third performers. And, yeah.
But, yeah, so... a lot of drag in Dunedin, which I think is so funny when people are like, there's no drag in Dunedin, there's no queer culture, blah, 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 blah. Mm. Girl, there's at least two shows a month, usually three when there's like someone else. Mm. I know the last couple months there've been three shows.
Yeah.
Because Fresh Meat and Revolution and Inch, so that's three monthly shows. Yeah,
three consistent
sometimes
ones.
Sometimes four.
Yeah, and then you'll have the odd spontaneous one.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So there's a lot of drag. There's a lot of performers. And I think it's always funny when people are like, there's no drag. Mm. I recently went on a postering mission with Anarchy. Mm-hmm. And I ended up posting to my story because we were putting up four posters. We had Revolution, Fresh Meat,
Alexis Stone.
And Stone and Unfiltered with Alexis Stone. So I put on my story, like, look at all the drag. Look at all the drag. So much drag. And I don't know if I got any views on that, but I
saw it.
You saw it?
Yeah. I'm pretty sure. I can't remember if I heart reacted to it or not.
I don't think I get notifications for reactions to stories.
Oh, like, so there's the reaction, like a reaction, and then there's a little heart in the corner. You don't get a notification for that one.
No.
Yeah. So if I did that, if I did that, you'd have to have checked it yourself.
No, I don't look at it unless I post something for a reaction from people, I don't look at it again.
Yeah. Yeah. You're not like a self-centered person like me that regularly checks their stuff. It's like, who's reacted to me? Who loves me?
You would.
Please give me attention.
Well, you'll be glad that I often react to your stories then. Yeah. I never switch between my drag account and my personal account. I always forget. So it'll be like a mixed bag of which account you're getting reactions from. It's never consistent.
Yeah. And with mine, I only use my other one to like message people because that's where like my more close friends or my professional friends message.
Right.
And then like...
Yeah, see, I try and do that. I try and keep all my drag and professional stuff on my drag account.
Yeah.
Or, like, if I'm meeting with drag queens and stuff, sometimes it will just be to hang out, but I'll use that account anyway. Mm. But, yeah, other than that, I try and keep everything on my personal account, which isn't much because I don't do anything interesting other than drag.
Come on, you've got this. This is
and I've got a – and now we've got a podcast Instagram account, so I put everything for the podcast on there.
Yeah. We still need to take new photos, apparently.
Yes, we do, because you're not added to the – because you need to reschedule your induction because you missed your induction.
My bad.
Yeah.
Oops. Whoopsie. I did it again.
That was so funny, though, when the staff coordinator – I don't know if I should say her name on air – messaged me because she didn't have your Facebook account at the time.
Oh.
And was like, hey, when's Samuel coming in? Is he on his way?
That was also a faux pas. We should have left my contact details in case that happened.
we'll do that on our way out today.
Don't worry, it's consistent with my brand. Salmon Colour is always late and running off time. Although I've been getting better.
Yeah, you should talk about Salmon Colour a little bit and what's happening on the 23rd, which we did touch on last episode because that was supposed to be this episode.
Yeah. Yeah, so this weekend we've got the Council Needs More Variety Night at Adjo.
Is it Adjo or Arjo? Because I've heard a lot of people that work there saying Arjo and Adjo.
Oh, it's probably Arjo then because of that little thingy through the
O. Yeah, I thought, I don't know.
I know, I've never really just...
It doesn't matter.
People know what we're talking about if they're from Dunedin. Arjo, 23rd, Saturday. Doors open at 6:30, I think. What was that noise?
Do you have the poster on your phone or anything?
Oh, yeah, I probably, yeah, 2 seconds. Yeah, so it's on Saturday. It's Saturday night. It's a variety night. Basically, there's a bunch of bands, comedians, I think like dancers. And
is Austin Powerbottom performing as well?
Yes, and there's a small drag segment. Austin Powerbottom and myself, or my performer, Sam, self, alter ego, Sam in Colour. And, yeah, it's just to have a big variety night for show what Airport City Dunedin's got on to offer.
Yeah, and accidentally on at the same time is The Revolution. So I won't be able to – I really want to go and watch Sam in Colour, but I already agreed to help with the behind-the-scenes stuff at The Revolution.
What time does that start?
The Revolution – that'll be 7:30. Hang on, let me check, let me look. This is the epitome of like modern society. Both of us on our phones.
Yeah. And disorganized and can't remember what we've agreed to and what
time
we're
going. That's the neurodivergence. That's
yeah. Just bring your brains together.
Revolution Volume 15 on 23rd at 8 PM.
Oh.
But I pick that doors will be opening at 7:30 because I think they usually do.
Yeah. Oh, that's a shame, because I think I'm on at about 7:45. So you could have someone to fill in for like half an hour. So yeah, we've got those two shows on. Yours, The Revolution. Show starts at 8 PM-ish.
Doors at 7:30. And the council needs variety.
Yeah.
Variety show.
Yeah.
At 6:30.
That's the doors for that one, yeah. And show starts about 6. Oh, I think the doors are 6. Doors are 6.
Doors are 6, show at 6:30 at Arjo.
About 6:45.
Oh, 6:45.
The full show starts. But there's a whole variety of people. So, like, I've got Paul Allen, who's one of our allies.
Paul.
So he's
Wait,
performing.
If you're there and if Paul's there, who's taking photos at the Revolution?
has Anne checked in on this?
Anne hasn't asked me. Maybe Deliria? I know Deliria does some photos sometimes.
Well, they'd better get their camera back to them.
Is that – wait, do you have their camera?
Yeah, because that's what I've been using to take photos.
I thought that was your camera.
No, my one's too slow and old. So Deliria loaned it to me like one time and then never gave it back because
I don't know if they've asked Deliria though. Mm. So
anyway, those are the two. Gosh, we're talking work and production and organization on air.
On air, yeah.
Yep. This is what
– This is the drag episode, and they're getting a little look behind the scenes.
So
this is exactly how chaotic it is, by the way.
So if you're understanding how chaotic things are right now for us, just imagine that. When you see it on stage and it all comes together, it's a miracle.
It is a miracle. I know that I have a playlist of all the songs that I'm going to perform in the following month, 2 months. And I always put it on when I'm showering because I like to listen to music while I shower. And I was showering before I came here and I was like, oh shoot, I have like 2 more shows that I need to prepare songs for that I haven't selected songs for. So that's probably a total of 4 songs. And then I've only got 1 song sorted for the 3rd show. So I need to figure out a 2nd song for that show. So I need to find 5 more songs to perform to.
Do you ever repeat?
Yeah, I have a playlist of all the ones I've done before, so I'll probably pick out of there. Mm. I always feel bad when I repeat songs. Mm. I don't know why. Like, I don't have to do new songs every time, but I like to do fresh stuff.
Yeah,
I feel like when I do that, I would like to at least do 1 new song and 1 old song if I'm taking out of the old bag.
Mm. Yeah, same here. Although for me, like, because I like to do my little mashups and mega mixes, it becomes a lot of stress trying to come up with new ideas and then
see that's why I could never do what you do.
Yeah. But I also isn't the problem is that I always leave it to the last minute. So I'm like,
it's not your fault, it's the neurodivergence.
Oh, my silly brain. Spicy brain.
I love that euphemism for neurodivergence. Yeah. Spicy brain.
Yeah.
Or I feel like that applies to mental illness as well. I don't know. I've heard spicy brain in reference to
I've heard that too.
Depression and anxiety and stuff.
Yeah, but I like it for the neurodivergence.
Yeah.
Because it's like,
it can be both.
Yeah. This context.
I feel like they both work. They're both away from the normal, so spicy.
Yeah. I've completely forgotten where we were before this.
drag episode.
Oh, no, the music.
Oh.
Yeah. On repeating.
Yeah.
But lately, because I'm slowly only getting back into it, I am going to be repeating some stuff for a little bit. But I'm choosing, like, mixes from, like, years ago or shows that people in Dunedin wouldn't have seen, or it might have been, like, at a private event or so long ago you've forgotten about it.
Yeah.
And I'll update it, make it better.
Yeah. I mean, like, one song that I have repeated is a cover of Toxic by Onyx, which I performed at my first ever drag show and the year anniversary show. And I think I might have performed it once in between those as well.
Yeah.
Because that's a good one. I like that one.
Mm.
I don't know if people appreciate it, but I enjoy doing it. So they can suck it up.
I remember Anne saying, don't worry about what the audience wants. Just do what you love to perform to. So
yeah. Love Anne. Anne's great.
Yeah. I like to do like a blend of like, what will the audience love, but also what do I love and how... And if I love the song more than the audience, that's okay, as long as they know that they will enjoy it a little bit. But,
Yeah. It's like, how can we find, like, a nice balance?
Yeah. Yeah.
So I feel like, for me, like, no one's heard of this cover of Toxic, but everyone's heard of Toxic.
Yeah.
So everyone knows the song. They just don't know this version of it.
Yeah.
And I really like it. I've forced you to listen to it before. Yeah. You would have seen me perform it.
Yeah, I've seen you perform it a couple of times, I'm pretty sure.
So both the times I've performed it.
Yeah. But if you've done it three times.
Maybe. I'm not 100%.
I definitely have seen it at least once. And I'm pretty sure I've seen it both times. Because the first time I was like, stole my song.
And that would have been your first impression of me as well as a performer.
Probably, yeah.
Because that was my first show.
Yeah.
And I did that. And I did, what was the song? It'll come to me. But I sort of regret doing that other one. I know that Raja lip synced to it in All Stars 7.
Gosh, it's been so long since I watched that one.
Or was it that one, or was it her original season 3? I don't know. But I was very inspired. And it was a popular song.
Yeah. Wait, are we talking about...
Male singer, there's like trumpets in it, if I remember.
All I can think of is Mambo Number 5 when you say that.
No, it's not. Hang on. I don't know if I've talked about it before, but I would really love to debut a king persona.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if I've talked about it on air, but I think I've talked about it with you.
Yeah, and I came up with all these names. You're like, no, absolutely not.
No, because I already picked a name.
But I just like that absolutely not, Samuel. I was like, okay.
Did I say that?
It was pretty much your attitude.
Oh, I'm sorry. I didn't mean to be so.
No, I don't mind. It's fine. I was like, oh, okay. I'll just be quiet now.
Okay. Is it in the playlist or is it not? It's not in that one. Did I move it to? So I was thinking about debuting the King persona, and he's going to be called Charles Kohler. And he's going to be Cherry's husband. And they're sort of in like an open marriage sort of situation.
Okay.
So like Cherry's getting with all the neighborhood ladies because she's very Stepford wife, right?
Yeah.
And then Charles is just sort of like watching.
I don't follow it. I just...
You keep an eye on it.
I notice it, I think. Yeah.
You got your finger on the pulse.
Yeah.
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 We should talk about idioms at some point.
You are an idiom. Sorry, that's from a movie. Pink Panther, again, my brain just straight up to that.
Okay, there's this... So I like Dungeons & Dragons. There's this this creature, and I forget the name of it, but it's these little crow guys. And they can't speak, but they can mimic phrases and that sort of thing.
Yeah.
That's you.
Yeah.
You don't say your own words. You're just repeating.
Yeah, all I am is just like a library of pop culture references. And
it's kind of old time, not old timey, but like it's pretty retro now. But like, people would keep it on their desk, and it's like a flip.
A calendar.
No,
or a quote book thing.
No, it's like this little wheel of contacts and contact information.
Oh, my gran used to have one. Yeah.
What are they called?
Yes.
I know you're that, but instead of contact information, it's just Rolodex, right?
I don't even know if
Is that what it's called?
I wouldn't be able to tell you. I don't even know if it had a name. I just know my grand head one. You should press the button and then go shoop.
I think it's a Rolodex.
Okay.
Rolodex of quotes. That's what you are.
And I love that you said old-timey. Like, it's like, oh, cool. Was that a subtle dig
at me? No, because I immediately said it's not old-timey, but yeah. It's kind of retro now. And also, you said that your grandmother had one.
Yeah.
So don't be getting on my case.
I know, but I just think it was funny. I thought was that a subtle jab at my age?
You jab your own age.
Only sometimes. I think. We will, I'm going to look up what that's called, yeah.
I need to resist. I've gotten into this habit of as soon as I want to know something, just immediately Googling it. And I need to stop doing that in situations where I'm expected to continue talking.
Yeah. Unless the information isn't pertinent to the situation, like before when neither of us could remember what the time our show started at.
Yeah. Especially when we're trying to advertise shout out the show. I try not to say advertise because then I feel shallow.
Promo? Is that okay?
Promote?
Push.
I don't know. I don't like to feel shallow. Like, I don't want people to think that, like, all I am is, like, this radio host that wants to advertise all the stuff and make money. We do this for free. Like,
yeah.
We this is all volunteer.
Yeah. But this is, like, the intro does say this is your local queer and LGBT podcast in Dunedin, so yeah. It's good that we're pushing these things.
I mean, the intro used to be that it was, like, advertising queer events and stuff in Dunedin, but... like, from my experience being on the radio show / podcast with Ricky, and I think I only ever did one episode with Percy, but, we never talked about that. So it's like, why is that in the intro? So I workshopped it a little bit when I took over.
Yeah.
I don't know. I don't think Ricky or Percy listen to it anymore.
Oh. I still haven't started pushing it on my own personals yet either.
So. You can say advertise. I just don't like saying it.
I know, but it is kind of, I don't know. Now that you've pointed it out.
Now that I've said it.
Yeah, I'm like, oh, it sounds so formal.
Yeah, and like corporate.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know. That's kind of what I do, and it is kind of corporate.
Because you literally work in, not publishing, but like PR.
Yeah, PR adjacent to marketing, so yeah.
It's in your bones.
Yeah.
Love David Bones.
Yes.
I love David Bones.
I wonder, when are they performing next?
Are they in the Revolution? I think they might be. One moment while I look it up. I think, I'm pretty sure. Oh, dang it. No, they're not.
Okay.
Delirious performing. Though.
So they won't be taking photos then?
No. Oh, dear. I might bring it up to Anne.
Well, they haven't asked me. Well, they know that I'm performing, actually, because they've liked my posts.
And they know Delirious performing. And I assume if they've liked your post, they know Paul's performing as well.
Oh, they might not. Because unless they've gone onto Facebook to look at the full event... We'll bring this up with them later, not talk about it on air.
Anyway, catch us, or not catch me, but catch Sam and Colour this weekend at 6:45. Doors open at 6 at Adja for Council Needs Variety. And catch all our wonderful performers. We've got Anarchy, we've got Deliria, we've got Devilman, and we have Kerosene at the Revolution this weekend at the same time, basically. Bye!
Ka kite.
Thanks for listening. Diversity Dispatch is a fortnightly show on Thursdays at 5 p.m. Tune in next time on oar.org.nz or wherever you listen to your podcasts for more queer and diverse content. Over and out.
This podcast was produced by ORFM Dunedin with support from New Zealand On Air.